This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Still an ongoing debate, an unresolved issue is President Trump's emergency declaration in an effort to secure funding to build a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. Tuesday night, a much-anticipated vote occurred in the U.S. House of Representatives.
Just had the vote to overturn the president's declaration. We got 13 Republican votes.
That was House Speaker Nancy Pelosi delivering the news at a reception for gun control advocates. Success in the Republican-led Senate is much less assured, even after three Republicans have already said they oppose the emergency declaration. Other Republicans also say they oppose President Trump's action, but have not said whether they will vote against it, even if it were to pass in the Senate. Mr. Trump has promised a veto. U.S. President Trump arrived Tuesday night in Hanoi for his second summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, hopeful of mapping a certain path toward Pyongyang's denuclearization. Mr. Trump stepped off Air Force One, greeted by key Vietnamese officials and the U.S. ambassador, along with a white-uniformed honor guard flanking both sides of a long red carpet. Kim had arrived hours earlier in a motorcade, the last leg of a two-day trip through southern China and into Vietnam on his armored train. North Korean bodyguards ran alongside his limousine as he headed to Hanoi's hotel. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari was reelected to another four-year term Tuesday after the opposition tried but failed to stop the vote counting. With all the votes counted except from one state, election officials gave Buhari a lead over the former vice president, Atiku Abubakar. Buhari is expected to make a formal victory speech, but has already tweeted that he's very proud of what has been accomplished. This